BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Donald Trump has repeated his threat to impose sweeping taxes on imports from other countries, saying that America's allies are often worse than its enemies on trade. Speaking in the Oval Office, he singled out the policies of the European Union. Here's our North America editor, Sarah Smith.
Donald Trump says it is necessary to introduce reciprocal tariffs on some trading partners to stop them taking advantage of the United States by charging import taxes on American goods or having other restrictions on US imports. He's asking officials to come up with a range of new tariffs, which could be quickly withdrawn for any nation which then changes how it treats American goods. President Trump says India is one of the countries he thinks treats American imports most unfairly, and he says the European Union has been brutal on American trade, citing the value-added tax charged on all goods, as well as restrictions on the import of shellfish and agricultural products.
President Trump says he has reached a deal with the Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi for India to import more US oil and gas as part of plans to shrink the trade deficit between the two countries. At a news conference at the White House, Mr. Trump said the US would also increase sales of military hardware to India by millions of dollars, and that work had begun on a global trade route between the two countries.
We agreed to work together to help build one of the greatest trade routes in all of history. It will run from India to Israel to Italy and onward to the United States, connecting our partners by ports, railways, and it's a big development. It's a lot of money going to be spent, and we've already spent some, but we're going to be spending a lot more in order to stay advanced and stay the leader.
The NATO Secretary General has called for Western unity as a rift opens up between Europe and the United States on how to end the war in Ukraine. Mark Rutte was speaking in Brussels a day after the US Defence Secretary Pete Hegseth told NATO defence ministers the Trump administration envisaged Ukraine giving up territory in exchange for peace. The US is also ruling out Ukraine joining NATO. Jonathan Beale sent this report from Brussels.
Pete Hegseth said he came to Brussels with a message from President Trump that he wanted to make NATO great again. But it was his message on ending the war in Ukraine that's rocked the alliance and President Trump's direct talks with Vladimir Putin. It's left NATO and Ukraine sidelined. The head of NATO, Mark Rutte, insisted that Ukraine must be involved in any negotiations to end the war. But it is also the new reality. President Trump, not NATO, is now driving these negotiations.
World News from the BBC. President Trump has said it was a mistake for Russia to be thrown out of the G7 group after Moscow annexed Ukraine's Crimea region in 2014. Speaking to reporters in the Oval Office, Mr. Trump said he would love Russia to rejoin the group. The G7 is an organisation of the world's seven largest so-called advanced economies. German police have given more details about the Afghan man arrested in Munich after he drove into a crowd, injuring 28 people. They say the suspect is a failed asylum seeker who's been in Germany since 2016. Counter-terrorism police have taken over the investigation. Police in Belgium have fired tear gas and water cannon at crowds who gathered to protest against government austerity measures. The country's new Prime Minister, Bart De Wever, has promised to cut public spending, including a reduction in pensions, in order to reduce the country's budget deficit. Tens of thousands of people took to the streets of Brussels. A Chilean man has spoken of how he thought he was dead after being swallowed whole by a whale before being spat out. Adrian Simancas was kayaking off Chile's southern coast with his father, who managed to capture the entire incident on camera. Jacob Evans reports.
You've come home from a day paddling around on your kayak off the coast of Chilean Patagonia. It was pleasant, albeit slightly grey. Oh, and you've been swallowed whole by a humpback whale. If it wasn't caught on camera, Adrian Simancas' friends and family may have thought he was making it up. But that's exactly what happened. Adrian can be seen bobbing along before suddenly a whale breaches from beneath, its mouth wide open. It plunges down into the ocean, taking Adrian with it. Thankfully, humpbacks eat krill, plankton and fish, and it quickly spat him out, and he reappears on the surface seconds later. Despite the scare, both he and his father returned to the shore uninjured.
BBC News.